We are at the top of Samach Zayin Amud Aleph. We had just said that there must be a case, we're trying to find a source, for why the Karban Pesach is still brought, even though the people are Tamei. Usually when something's Tamei, and you're not supposed to bring it when it's Tamei, you're not allowed to bring it. But by Karban Pesach, there's an exception. That there are certain situations, as we'll see in the coming Dapim, there are certain situations where even though the people are Tamei, you can still bring the Karban Pesach. How do we know? So the latest proof for that was Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. First, we said that maybe it's from the same word, Moado, that they're allowed to. But Reish Lakish, actually, it was from the... we connected it to Shabbos to say you could bring a bituma on Shabbos. But then we said that the actual source for Karban Pesach being brought... even though the tamei is ish ki yet tamei lenefesh, that only an ish, an individual, is pushed off to the second Pesach Sheni, but a tzibor, a group of people, is not, right? So if there are many people, whatever that means, we'll see later, it means the most of the people, meaning 51% of Klal Yisrael, if they're all tamei, so then you still do it on Pesach Rishon. Reish Lakish comes along and says, "Well, why, how do you know that's how you darshan the pasuk? Maybe it means that the individual can go Pesach Sheni, but nobody else can. Not to say that a group of people can." So the Gemara then says, "Elam Reish Lakish." He says that from the pasuk. This is the pasuk we're going to talk about all day. Vishachu min hamachana kol tzura v'chol zav v'chol tamei lenefesh. There are three different types of tumah explained or mentioned here. There's the Mitzora, there's the Zav, and then there's the Tamei Mace. Now, the Gemara is basically going to play on the Kulas and the Chumras of each of these. And we'll go through it one by one so you don't have to become an expert to figure it out. But the whole point is you could have said one or two of them and then understood the third one without mentioning it. So the fact that the third one is mentioned means it's coming to teach us something else, right? That's going to be the basis of all the logic today, or a lot of logic today. So the Gemara then says, when could it possibly be, right, if the Tamei Mace is sent out of the Machaneh, so the Zav and the Mitzorah are for sure going to be sent out from the Machaneh. So when is there ever going to be a case where the Zav and the Mitzorah are sent out and the Tamei Mace is not? How could that ever happen? So that's what Reish Lakish says at the top of the Daf. Pesach haba b'tumah. That's the situation of a Karban Pesach when the whole tzibur is tameh. Now here it doesn't really sound like it's specific to the rove tzibur, but that's what he means. Amar Abaye. Abaye comes back at Reish Lakish and says, if that was true, ihachi lema namish yomar zav utmei mesim via yomar mitzora v'ani omer zav mishtaleach. Why would you have to tell me the Mitzorah? If the Zav and the Tamei Mace are sent out, so then Mitzorah l'kol shekein, of course the Mitzorah is going to be sent out. It's more machmer than the other two. So, Ela yesh l'chashash Mitzorah in mishtachin v'ein Zav and Tamei Mace mishtachin. There must be a time when the Mitzorah is sent out and the Zav and the Tamei Mace is not sent out, meaning not disqualified. V'ezeh, zeh pesach haba b'tumah. And therefore, that the Zav should also be included in the Karban Pesach. But we know that's not true. If you said that it's true that the Zav can bring Karban Pesach, so then Vahatanan, the Mishnah says, Pesach Babatuma lo yochlu menu zavim v'zavos nidos v'yodos v'im v'achlu p'turin, that they're not supposed to partake in the Karban Pesach, and therefore it cannot be that logic, Reish Lakish, that logic of darshaning the Pesach in that way is a legitimate implication. Ela Amar Abaye, really says Abaye, Mikra Kama. We say la'ola mikra kama. We really pass like the first drasha, ish ki tamei lenefesh, ki etamei lenefesh, that the individual is pushed off to Pesach Sheni, but the tzibor still does Pesach Rishon. So the Gemara then says, if that was the case, imkein nichtov rachmana ish ki etamei. What's la nefesh lamali? What is the word la nefesh coming to teach me? V'chi tema hay la nefesh lahachyuda asa tamei mesu dinichle pesach sheni aval shara tamei lo. Maybe you're going to tell me that tamei la nefesh is pushed off the Pesach Sheni, but other tameim are not pushed off the Pesach Sheni. If that was the case, Vatani, the Braisa says, yachalo yuos in Pesach Sheni el tamei mesim Maybe you would think it's only a Tamei Meis or someone who's far away that doesn't bring the Karban Pesach at its time, but rather brings a Pesach Sheni. And then the Braisa says, Zav and Mitzurah and Baalei Nidos Minayin. How do you know that those other people who are Tamei in different ways, interesting that they included Baalei Nidos in there, but how do you know that they're also going to go to Pesach Sheni, not just the Tamei Meis? Tamei Lomar Ish Ish La Nefesh. The Kasav Rachman Alam, so Ish Ish, meaning every type of person, is going to be pushed off Pesach Sheni La Nefesh. Therefore, the Kasav Rachman Alam Ali. Why do we need the word La Nefesh if it's not coming to exclude other kinds of tuma, other kinds of impurity? Allah Hachi Kamar, this is what it means. Ish Nidchel Pesach Sheni, Vein Sibor Nidchel Pesach Sheni, Allah Abda Betuma, says Abaye, that the word La Nefesh is coming to teach you that those who are Tamei Meis, I think that's what it means. It's coming to teach you. It's not exactly, it's not one of those literal drushas that L'Nefesh is teaching about in Tzibor, but it's one of those extra word drushas must be coming to teach us something else. That Ish, you, Hachikamer, Ish Nidchel Pesach Sheni, in Tzibor Nidchel Pesach Sheni, Ela Avdi Betuma. Ki Avdi Tzibor Betuma, Betamei Meis, Aval Shar Tumeos, Tumos Lo Avdi. When is it that the Tzibor is going to be doing Pesach Reishon and not Pesach Sheni? That's only when it's L'Nefesh. It's only when it's Tamei Meis. But it's not. It's not for other Tameim. If the whole Tzibor is, you know, a Zav, however that would happen, if they're all Zavin, so then they would all do Pesach Sheni. It's a lot of people. But either way, that's the Drasha according to Abaye. Now we're going to get into some of these different nuances about these psukim about the psukim about tummy. Let me actually see. I remember when I was in yeshiva, I drew a diagram about this. We're going to have three different levels of the machane. Yeah. There are three different levels of the machane. There's the inner level, right? The inner sanctum is basically the Mishkan. That's the I don't know what you call it, Machne Shechina, I guess you would call it. We're not going to really talk about much about it because obviously you can't be in the Machne Shechina. You can't be in the Mishkan if you're Tamei. Then you have the Machne Levia, which surrounds the Mishkan. And then after that, on the outer circle, you have the Machne Yisrael. And the question is, how far do you have to send out the ones who are Tamei? Right, the pasuk is going to tell us. The pasuk tells us, "Vishalchu na machane, kol tzeruah v'chozav v'kol tamei l'nefesh." Right, that's the pasuk we just mentioned. So the question is, well, how far do you have to send them out? It's not 100% clear. And even within the Gemara, there's machlokas Rishonim how to understand it. But let's just try our best, probably within understanding of Rashi. So here, Amar Rav Chisda. Here, Rav Chisda says, "Mitzora shenichnas lefnim mimichitaso." Right, so a mitzvah which goes into, which goes within the mechitza, meaning that it goes within where it's supposed to be. The mitzvah is supposed to be outside of all camps, meaning not the Levi, not the Yisrael. But let's say he went inside. So Gemara says, Pater, he does not pay with a punishment. Shenamar, because it says, Badad yeshev mechutz ha-machane. There's a pasuk that says, he should sit alone outside of the machane. Mechutz ha-machane moshevo. Hakasuv nitko laase. This is more of a complicated concept that lavanitak laase is basically that if there's an isser that you violate, but it allows you therefore to accomplish a mitzvah ase, so you don't get makas for it. So for instance, if you steal something, so that's us, you're not allowed to steal, but you don't get makas for it unless you lose that item, because all the time that you have that item, you can give it back. And that giving it back is considered a mitzvah. So anytime you can rectify a mitzvah, rectify an aver that you did, in this sense at least, so then it's called nitak la'asei, and you do not get malchus for it, you don't get punished. So the Gemara says, Eseve, but wait a second, the mitzora shenichnas. So we say that about the mitzora, because what, even though he comes into the machana, he can still go outside of the machana and get a mitzvah. So, Eseve, Mitzor, Shenechos, Lefnim, Mimichitzaso. There's another brace that says, Ba'ar Ba'im. It says you get 40 lashes. So, we're going to have to explain that. But then the brace continues, Zavin, Vizav, Shenechos, Lefnim, Mimichitzaso, Ba'ar Ba'im. V'tami meis, Mutal, Yikanas, Machna, Alivia, V'lo, Tami meis, Bilvad, Amru, Ela, Afilu, Tami meis, Atzmo. Even, not only a Tami meis can go into the Machna, Alivia, but even the mace itself can go to the machne levi, right? That's the second level. The second level, that second circle, concentric circle. The machne shchina on the inside, machne levi around that. So even the mace itself can go. How do you know shenemar? Anyone know where this pasuk's from? I think this is last week's parsha. Maybe, no, it's the beginning of this week's parsha. Vekach Moshe atzmos Moshe Yosef imo. Imo b'mechitzaso. You're allowed to bring atzmos Yosef. You can bring the bones of Yosef, which they brought out of the Nile in order to leave Egypt. He brought it, Moshe brought it, imo b'mechitzaso. With him, Moshe obviously lived on the inside of the camp. And therefore, he had him with him all the time, which means that the mace itself could be inside the camp, at least the machne levia. So Gemara says, really, it's a tanaihi. Really, it's a machlokas tanaim, whether or not this is a lav hanitach laasei. Detanya, or what exactly you should learn from Badad Yeshev. Detanya, the Bryce says, Badad Yeshev, levado Yeshev, shelo yu tameim acherim yoshvi nimo. That he should sit by himself so that no other people, no other tameim, either other impurities should sit with him. Like a zav and a tamei mace. Yachol, you zav and utamei mace and mishtach lemachna achas. Maybe you would think that the zav and the tamei mace are sent out of the same camp, meaning outside of the Levi camp. So the Gemara says, v'lo yitambos machanehem. You should not be metame their camps, plural, meaning litein machna lazel, machna lazek, as if to say that each one of them is sent out of another camp. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Not exactly, he doesn't explain what that means just yet, but basically they get sent out to separate, independent, you know, levels of sending outs. So Rabbi Shimon Omer, eino tzarach. The truth is, you don't need that. Harei hu Omer v'yishach min amachna kolzeruv chozav chotamil nefesh. Tamei meisim, yomar tamei meisim, v'yal yomar tamei zav. Why do you need to say tamei meis and tamei zav? The zav is more machmer, v'ani yomar, tamei meisim mishdachin zav. And of course the zav is going to be sent out if the tamei meis is going to be sent out. All the more so, salam and amar zav. Why does it say zav? Litei ma'at lo machna shnia. That the zav has to be sent out from a second camp. Not only is it sent out from the Shekhinah, it's also sent out from the Levia, and therefore the Zav has to be in the Yisrael camp, in the third level. It doesn't have to be sent out completely outside, that's where the Metzora goes, but the Zav has to be sent out to the second level, to the Yisrael camp. So Gemara says, and that's why it mentions the Zav explicitly, in order to give it a more Machmir sending out. The Yomar Zav Ya Yomar Mitzora. It should say Zav and not say Mitzora. Mitzora is the most Machmer. Vani Yomer Zav and Ishtar Mitzora. And Lokol Shekin Lam and Amar Mitzora. Why does it say Mitzora? Litzin Lamachna Shlishis. To say that it's even more Machmer than the Zav. Kshe Omer Bada Yeshev Akasul Nat Kol Asay. And therefore, when the Pasuk says Bada Yeshev, I didn't have to know that. Right? Because if we already darshan the fact that the Mitzora is going to be outside of the camps by the fact that it's mentioned in the Pasuk, because I would have known it already from the fact that it says Zav, so then I don't need the Pasuk to tell me Badad Yeshev. I don't need, like Rabbi Yehuda says, I don't need the Rabbi Yehuda Shita that it sits outside the camp. I already know that because it's more Machman than Zav, and therefore it gets sent out from a third sense, from a third camp, meaning not just the Machna, not just the Levia, but also the Yisrael, and therefore he's already Badad Yeshev. He's already sitting by himself. And therefore, when the Pasuk says Badad Yeshev, it must be teaching me something else, that rather it's coming to teach me it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah for the Mitzora to sit by themselves outside of the camp, all three camps. And therefore, Hakasuv Nitko La'asei, in order to tell them that they are not Chayev and Malkus for coming into the camp, as long as they go out and they sit, they get a mitzvah saaseh for it. Okay, so Gemara says, wait a second, let's hold up. So there are definitely these drushas that we learn, but we have to figure out, why is it the case that the Tamei Mace would teach you about Zav, because Zav is more mach, and why is it the case that the Zav would teach you about Mitzorah, because the Mitzorah is more machmer? Maybe it's not true. My chumre de Zav mi Tamei Mace. Why is Zav more machmer from Tamei Mace that it should be learned out from Tamei Mace? Right, that the fact that the Tamei Mace is sent out of the Shekhinah, the Machne Shekhinah, means that the Zav is definitely sent out of the Shekhinah. Why is that the case? Shekein Tuma Yotzu Alav Migufo. A Zav is more Machmer because the Tamei comes from their own body. The emission that they have is itself going to be more Machmer because it's from them, as opposed to the Tamei Mace, it's external to them. Right, they touch a dead body, something like that. So Gemara says, wait a second, Adraba, Tamei Mace Chamor. Maybe Tamei Mace is more Chamor because Shekein Ton Hazah. it requires the sprinkling of water in order to become tahor, whereas the zav just becomes tame, just becomes tahor through time and carbon. Shekein tahor hazah shlish yushvi, the third and the seventh day. So amar kra tame v'chol tame l'rabos tame sheretz, meaning that the pasuk comes to tell us the word v'chol is coming to include tame sheretz. And that Tamei Sharetz is even sent out from the Machane Shechina. So we're not really darshaning Tamei Meis, which does have that higher level of Hazah, Shlishi, Ushvi that the Zav doesn't have. But even within the Pasuk refers to the Tamei Sharetz, someone who becomes Tamei because they touched the dead bug. In which case, it's not the same level of Hazah, Shlishi, Ushvi, but nonetheless, it still gets sent out of the Machane Shechina. V'zav Chamer mitamei Sharetz. And at least the Zav is definitely more Chamer than someone who's contaminated himself through touching a bug. So Gemara says, okay, umay chumrei, what's the big chumra about the zav? Kida amran, like we said before, that it's yosem yigufo. So Gemara says, wait, that it comes out of its own body. So Gemara says, adarabah, sheretz chamor shekeim and tami ba'ones. If you touch a dead bug, even if you had no intention to do it, so then that's not something, so that's something you're going to become tami, regardless of what your intention was. So Gemara says, amri, they say, no. Ki agav nezav nami mitami to mitami ba'ones. In that sense, the zav also becomes tami. How do we know? Kedrev huna dam rev huna re'iyash rishona shazav mitama ba'ones. That the first sighting, even if it happens against their will, if they have an omission of some kind, that's still going to make them tummy. Okay, so that's not something you can hold over a zav from tummy sheretz, and therefore, once the pasuk refers to a tummy sheretz because of the word v'chol that says that it's going to be sent out of the machane shechina, all the more so the zav is going to be sent out of the machane shechina because the zav is more machmir than someone who's tummy by sheretz. So the Gemara says, okay, fine, you got me on zav. The Zav is definitely more Machmer and Tamei Sheretz. It definitely gets sent out of the Machane Shechina, even without a drasha. Just the fact that it says the word Zav, it didn't have to, because we could have learned it otherwise. So the Gemara now says, but what about my Chumra, the Mitzorah Mizav? Why is it that we would have known that the Mitzorah gets sent out more than the Zav gets sent out, right? The Zav gets sent out not only from the Shechina, like a Tamei Sheretz, but also from the Machane Levia. Meaning that the Zav has to go to the Machane Yisrael, the outer camp, because the Pasuk says it explicitly, Kol Zav, which means that it must be more Machmir. That's why the Pasuk mentions it, because we could have said it otherwise by just knowing that it's the same as Tamei Sheretz. At least more Machmir than Tamei Sheretz. So Gemara says, so why is it that the Mitzorah has to learn, why is it that the Mitzorah is learned out from a Zav, and therefore teaches us that it has to be outside of all three camps? So what is it that's so machmer about a mitzorah? Shekein ta'un priya, that the person who's a mitzorah has to grow out their hair, and then frima. Frima, I believe, means that you have to. Does that mean you have to get undressed? I think it means you have to get undressed. Let me see. Frima, let his hair grow and rend his garments. Ruin your garments. I guess it doesn't mean take them off necessarily. You have to tear them or something. I'm not exactly sure. Does it mean you have to get completely undressed? Anyone know? I don't remember. Okay, either way. So that's something that only a Mitzorah does and does not, and the Zav doesn't do. V'asur b'tash mishamita. And similarly, the Mitzorah is not allowed to have relations, whereas the Zav is. I guess. Is that true? I guess I didn't know that. But either way, so the Gemara says, Adarabba, it's not necessarily the case that Mitzorah is more machmer than a Zav. Zav chamor shekein metam mishkav moshav. A Zav is chamor because it can give over tumah to what it sits on and what it lays down on. The umetame klicheres behesed, and it can even make an earthenware vessel become tame just by moving it, even if it doesn't touch it. Right, the fact that it sort of causes something to be moved can give it tuma, even though the mitzora does not have that ability. So maybe we should say the zav is more machmer than the mitzora. So amar krav v'chol zav, just like we said about the tuma. The pasuk says v'chol zav l'rabos bal keri, to include a bal keri. Zav v'chol zav l'rabos balkeri, that it is also sent out of the machna levi, someone who just has a regular emission. I don't know the intricacies of the different kinds of emissions that would give you make you a balkeri or make you a zav. But either way, the balkeri is less machmir, and then mitzor chomrim balkeri. The mitzor is definitely more machmir than the balkeri is. So man chumre, what is the chumra of a mitzora, which is greater than the balkeri kedamra, like we said before, that it has priya ufrima and asur tashmi shamita. So the Gemara says, adarabba, balkeri chumra, maybe someone who has the emission, normal emission, is more chumra because she came in tamei mashu, it can make something tamei in even a little bit, whereas the mitzora is only tamei if you see the amount of a gris. A gris is like, I don't know, is that a mustard seed? What does it say here? Adi Rabba Kari Shekin Mitam Vimashahu. Did I skip here? Yeah, I'm not really sure how big a gris is, but I think that's what it is. Either way. So Savala Krebi Nasan, really it's not true that the Balkari is more machmer because of the smaller size that gives over Tumah. The Tanya, the Braisa says, Rebbe Nasan, Omrim Shmuel, Rebbe Shmuel, Zav Tzarech, Kachasimas Pi Ha'ama. In order for a Zav to be Tame, all you need is the tip of the organ, meaning that the little sort of a little dot worth. As much can go through the actual organ, that's how much is necessary to become a zav, which is, I guess, even less than a gris, and therefore it's more machmer. And we say that a balkeri is the same as a zav for the sake of that measurement. And therefore, what we know, therefore, is that the zav is more machmer than the mitzora, because the mitzora needs at least a gris, whereas the balkeri can even be tamei with that small amount. V'chol tzarua l'amli. So if that's the case, so what's the word v'chol tzarua coming to teach me to include? I did kasev kol zav k'siv nami kol tzarua. Even though the first ones by v'chol zav and v'chol tamei l'nefesh are coming to teach us something, when it says the word v'chol by a mitzora, there's nothing to learn from it. There's no other kind of lower level mitzora. So the Gemara says, Rebbe Yehuda shaper kam Rebbe Shimon. Rebbe Shimon said a good shtickel over there, that the pasuk of Rebbe Shimon saying that Mishach Ben Amachna is coming to teach you all these different kinds of Temeim. So therefore, we don't need the pasuk of Rebbe Yehuda. What was the pasuk of Rebbe Yehuda? At the beginning of the daf, we said Rebbe Yehuda learned it from a different place. Rebbe Yehuda said, hold on. Badad Yeshev is coming to teach you that Badad Yeshev comes to teach you that they sit in separate camps. So Rabbi Shimon says you don't need a pasuk to teach me they sit in separate camps because I can learn all these drushes out. So now the Gemara is saying back to Rabbi Yehuda, what do you respond to Rabbi Shimon? So he says, Hahu mi baile lechaditain. No, we need those psukim to teach us something else. The Braisa says, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Yachol Dachku Zavin Mitzrayim V'Nichnasu La'azar V'Pesach Haba B'Tuma Yachol Yuchayavim. Maybe if they were to go into the Azara, if they were pushed into the Azara, is that what that means? If they pushed, okay. Dachku, they pushed. What? If they sort of push their way into the Azara, along with the other Tamei Mesim, right? Meaning that the rest of the Klal Yisrael is Tamei Mes. So they bring the Karban Pesach for those Tameim, and then the Zav and the Mesorah are like, hey, we're Tamei too, we want to be included. So they say, Yachu Yu Chayav, maybe you be Chayav for that Tamei. Lom, Bishach, Manamach, Chazur, V'chozav, V'chol Tamei Lo Nefesh, V'shah, She Tamei Mesim Mishtachin, Zav Mitzorah Mishtachin, Ein Tamei Mesim Mishtachin, Ein Zav Mitzorah Mishtachin. The time when the Zav and the Mitzorah have to be outside of the camp is when the Tamei Mes has to be outside of the camp. But if there's a situation like Karban Pesach being brought B'Tumah that they're allowed to be inside the camp, so then they don't have to be sent out. It's not that they say that they necessarily can be included in the Karban Pesach, but they're just not Chayav Karis for doing so. At least that's how Rebbe Yehuda darshens the Pasuk. Okay, interesting Pasuk there. So the Gemara says, Amar Mar V'chol. Sorry, the Gemara says, Amar Mar Zav V'chol Zav L'Rabos Baal Keri. The word V'chol Zav is coming to include the Baal Keri in these halachas. So the Gemara says, Mesaile L'Rabbi Yochanan. This helps Rabbi Yochanan Shita. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mechilos Lo Niskachu Baal Keri Mishlechutz L'Shnei Machnos. That the Mechilos, which are sort of these tunnels that were under the Beis HaMikdash, they were not sanctified, and therefore they can be sent out. I don't know if these two things are connected yet. They're two separate things that Rabbi Yochanan said about Tumah. Number one is Mechilos, the tunnels are not Kadosh, and therefore I think that means it's allowed. They're allowed to be down there if you're Tameh. Actually, I think it has other things, if I remember correctly. But either way, we'll get to it tomorrow or another day. So, and Baal Keri Mishtalechut L'Shnei Machnos. And the Baal Keri, similar to someone who is a Tzav, is sent out of two camps, meaning they're sent out of the Machna Shechina, the inner camp, and they're sent out of the Machna Leviya into the Machna Yisrael, just like a Tzav. So that parallels what we said before by Rabbi Shimon, that we darshan in the pasuk of Zav v'chol Zav. So Gemara says, Meisaveh, wait a second, Baal Keri, kemaga b'sheretz. That a Baal Keri is treated like someone who touches the sheretz. My love, l'machan osam, does that not include, or does that not imply, that it's only going to be sent out from the Machna Shechina, just like someone who's tamei sheretz is only sent out from the Machna Shechina, and therefore they're allowed to be in the Machna Leviya. So Gemara says, lo, it's not true, l'tum asam. It's only the same as the tamei sheretz in terms of its Tumah. L'tumasam, hi tumas erev ksiv bei, v'hai tumas erev ksiv bei. Someone says, what do you mean that their tumah is the same, that they're both 7 days long of tameh? The pasuk says erev by tameh sheretz, and it says erev by Baal Keri. So why do I need the brisa to teach me that? Rather, el olav l'machanosam. It must be teaching that the same machna they sent out. They're sent out to the machna. They're both sent out to the machna Leviya. So Gemara says, lo la'olam l'tum asam. It's really to teach you something about the tamei, the tumah of these two things. V'akamash melis, what it's teaching to Baal Keri kamaga sheretz, that the tumah is the same. Ma maga sheretz metami ba'ones. Just like touching a bug can become, you can become tamei just by touching it, even if you didn't have any intention, you didn't know. If it fell on you or something, af Baal Keri mitami ba'one, so too a Baal Keri can happen, even if it happens just by, you know, without your knowledge or without any personal intention to do so. This says like you ate too much and you drank too much and somehow that causes an emission. I'm not familiar with that phenomenon, but apparently it can happen. And the Gemara is telling us now that the fact that it's like a tamei sheretz means that it's not going to bring with it it is going to bring with it the same level of tumah, even though you didn't have any intention. Okay, we will pick up here tomorrow, Mirtz Hashem 6:15, continuing the question about whether or not the connection to Baal Keri is the same as is it not teaching you about machnos, but rather that it's teaching you that it sent out. Right, similar to what we just said, we're going to have a same drushes, a couple more drushes like that tomorrow. Okay. Shkayach, everybody. Have a good day.